Hello and welcome to The Big Fight. This is the show which is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian television. My name is Sanket Upadhyay. The 5th of August will be known as a historic day, not just in Ayodhya, but all over the country, all over the world. What is being told to us is that this is a moment to rejoice for not just Hindus, but the whole world. Ram is a symbol of association for everyone in this world. He's a symbol of unity. But is he actually uniting? Or have the events that have led to the 5th of August divided people? There is somewhat of a divided opinion. Even though that the court has cleared the dispute, there is still doubt, fear, and to some extent anger in the minds of a few people. So the big question on The Big Fight tonight is this. Can the Mandir bring harmony? A simple question. Let's get in a response from our guests who join us this evening. We're broadcasting live from the temple town of Ayodhya, and we are going to listen to a cross section of voices, what Ram and harmony actually means in the future. Let's not look in the past. Let's look at the future. Can this temple bring harmony in the future? I would like to welcome Mahmood Paracha, senior advocate of the Supreme Court and member of the All India Muslim Personal Law Board, Hindol Sen Gupta, who's an author of Recasting India, Views Lean Towards the Bharatiya Janata Party, and Valay Singh, the senior journalist, also joins us via a live link. A whole host of guests right here from Ayodhya, because we must listen to the voice on the ground, the voices of the people of Ayodhya. I would like to welcome all of you one by one. Mr. Atul Saxena, trustee of the Sri Devaraha Hans Baba Trust, is with us. Mr. Ramnath Gupta of the Ayodhya Traders Association, Chalendra Mani Pandey from the Congress in Ayodhya, Mohammad Asif, you're an Ayodhya resident. Thank you so much, Asif Saab, for joining us. And we also have Gaurav Tiwari, a social worker. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. Let's first begin with our guests who join us via live link. Mahmood Paracha, I want to ask you, can you believe or have faith that the Mandir can bring harmony in the future?
Well, the entire campaign about this Mandir was not to bring harmony. It was to my mind, it was to abrogate and dilute the constitutional provisions of India. And the biggest example of that is that RSS and BJP, they are making a conscious effort to give the credit of this judgment, which is passed by Supreme Court, to the Prime Minister and this government. So in their mind, they are absolutely clear that the credit of building this Mandir has to go to a political party, that is BJP and the Prime Minister. If that is the goal, then you can very well understand that this political tool will be used again and again. And the saddest is that this is being, they are sending a message that this regime can manipulate Supreme Court judgment.
So am I to assume, Mr. Paracha, that you do not have a problem with the judgment, or you don't have the problem with the existence of Ram? You have a problem with his political use. Am I to understand this?
That being the case, and they are now raising demands for the other two, Mathura and Kashi. But the biggest danger again would be coming from Supreme Court against reservation. So all that was granted to us by our constitution is being diluted. The saddest part.
Hindol Sen Gupta and Valay Singh. Hindol, you go first. You've heard what Mr. Paracha had to say. He says that how can you expect that there'll be harmony when the very basis of this movement was not on the foundations of harmony? Hindol.
I think Mr. Paracha is fundamentally wrong, but I want to begin by something you said. Even before I had said a single word on this show, on the temple, on the Ram Mandir, my views were declared as leaning towards the BJP. And I'm amused by that because I speak as a Hindu. But the fake secularism of this country has never allowed Hindus to speak as Hindus. The moment a Hindu has tried to speak as a Hindu, they have been labeled all kinds of things and associated with all kinds of parties. Wherever everybody else can speak in all kinds of shapes and forms, and those labels are not put on them. That's number one. I think finally it is time that Hindus speak as Hindus. Number two, I think Mr. Paracha is getting one fundamental thing wrong. The fight is not about this step. That's one step further. The fight really is about a fundamental thing. Please note that David Cameron, as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, could proudly say that, well, the United Kingdom is a Christian country, but that doesn't mean it is at all in any shape or form discriminatory towards any other religion. It is just that the cultural values of the UK are Christian in nature, but it welcomes all other religions and they can all live together in harmony. However, the moment somebody says that in India, there has been a problem. The roots, the cultural foundations of India are Hindu. Where is the dispute? This dispute was completely created by a bunch of malevolent, extreme Marxist intellectuals. There is no problem. Until the 1960s, there was a complete, chance that this issue, the Mam Mandir, would be resolved peacefully. But then, of course, many other things happened. My point simply is this. There is a constitutional provision that all religions would live peacefully and have the full right to live the way they choose in this country. But culturally, the roots of India are Hindu, which cannot be denied.
Okay. Anyone wants to contest that? Valay Singh, what about you? Do you agree with the views of Hindol Sengupta? And by the way, Hindol, the reason why I mentioned that your views lean towards the BJP is an assessment to come out clean. It by no means is an attempt to brand you or label your views. It's for clarity of the viewers on what to expect. So, Valay Singh.
Yeah, thank your you, response. Sanket. Firstly, I'm hardly a senior journalist. I'm just a freelance journalist and the author of a book on Ayodhya.
Everyone has a problem with their introduction, but please go ahead.
I think we're putting too many expectations on this temple. I would agree partly with Mr. Paracha because the roots of the temple cause, in my view, and in the view of many others, were rooted in a kind of dismissal of India's syncretism, and that's why recently people from the BJP and the Sangh Parivar have said that it was an obstacle which was removed and that paved the way for the temple. Now, will there be harmony because of the temple? I don't know. But will there be harmony? That is more important to me. And I think there should be harmony and there would be harmony. It depends on what happens from now on. Mm. So, yes, the temple's foundation has been laid. That process has started. Mm. I think all fair-minded people would like to see there's the same vigor towards the construction of whether a mosque or a hospital or whatever at that other site, which has been given under the Supreme Court's order. So I think harmony, condition is fairness, it's justice, it's equality. And when there are all those things, then there would be harmony. But we should not expect everything from this temple. And of course, the depolitization of Ram's name is the prerequisite for harmony. His name should be de-weaponized. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Paracha, would you like to respond to the assessments that have been made?
As I don't know whether I was being heard correctly because there is a problem of signal here, but what I was saying was that this is going to create more disharmony because the ruling dispensation has found out a formula to send a message that they can manipulate Supreme Court, the biggest protector of constitution
of India. Mr. Paracha, I would like to understand from you when you say that this will create more disharmony and that the central government has found a way to manipulate the Supreme Court. I hope you realize that these are very, very serious allegations. I hope you have proof.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, these are absolutely serious allegations.
They are sending messages. Please,
one which cannot be supported.
They are sending these messages. You see all the BJP leaders. They are saying because of Mr. Modi, this has been possible. Not the Supreme Court.
No, so but that does not mean that the Supreme Court has been manipulated.
I mean, they are sending a message that we
can
manipulate the Supreme Court.
Mr. Paracha, Hindol Sengupta, I would want you to come and see. Mr. Paracha has made a very, very serious allegation. And the reason why I interjected is because I do not consider myself competent enough to be able to comment on the Supreme Court. But do you think that this assessment, when this message will go down to the people, it will be far from harmonious? It is a feeling
that the people decide that. My first point is, when the judgment came out, there was no disharmony in the country. That's number one. Surely that gives us an indication. Number two, people in this country have lived together for all their quarrels for thousands of years. Now, there is no point in us always speculating or almost anticipating some trouble where no trouble exists. If trouble had to break out, it would have broken out. If what Mr. Paracha is saying is true, then trouble or disharmony would have broken out as soon as the judgment came out. But the truth
is that this disharmony is not organic. This is not organic. It's being created, manufactured. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that we should listen more closely on the ground what people are saying instead of what purely politicians
are
saying.
Okay, so I'm going to do exactly that, Mr. Paracha, very quickly.
There is no disharmony.
But
Mr. Paracha, listen to the people on the ground. And we are going to do exactly that. We've got people
Ayodhya
right
here. Ayodhya is not the only place you should take opinion of people. Ayodhya is just one place. The message which they are sending is across the globe, across the country.
Sure. Okay. Valay Singh, do you want to come in?
Sure. I mean, I would like to just say that let's not put blinders on. When the absence of something does not mean the presence of harmony. So if there was no trouble when the judgment came out, it doesn't mean that people were happy with it or everybody was happy with it. The Muslim parties had decided to go and comply with the Supreme Court order, and they are doing just that.
Mr. Paracha, last word. In our first segment, Mr. Paracha, last word. Do you think that by saying that there is disharmony, we are not respecting the Supreme Court's judgment? I mean, it has come after various attempts of failed mediations.
Sanket, I'm only saying that, and Mr. Vinay Kattiyar and various other leaders of BJP and RSS have declared that Mathura Kashi is next. You have to understand this. This will be used as a formula.
The Supreme Court judgment makes that
very
clear.
To attain political goals.
But the Supreme Court judgment makes that very clear.
It doesn't matter.
Happen.
Supreme Court doesn't matter to them. That's what they've shown. In 1992, after giving affidavit before the Supreme Court, they demolished Babri Masjid. It doesn't matter. That is the message they're sending. That is what I was saying when I was talking of message. The message is that Prime Minister has done it. The message is government has done it, not Supreme Court. Understand this.
So the onus of building this harmony is on the political dispensation.
They're sending a message that we will manipulate Supreme Court
more
to get our goals.
What one can only hope, Sanket, if
so,
I can come
so
in.
So towards the end, Hindol, very quickly. Hindol, I think the point that is being made is that the onus of maintaining this harmony around the temple, while we have devotion towards the deity, is also on the dispensation, the political dispensation, both at the state and the center, more than the people. Hindol.
Naturally, and that harmony has been maintained till now. Now, I am not a soothsayer. I cannot predict what will happen tomorrow. But clearly, if there is any indication that harmony has been maintained, and it is not just one or two days that have passed after the judgment. Many, many weeks have passed after the judgment, and the harmony has been maintained.
Sure.
Now, unless some people are hoping for trouble to break out, then that is their, unholy fantasy. But, the facts on the ground are the facts on the ground.
Okay, Valay, very quickly, and then my guess here in Ayodhya. Valay,
I'm only saying that one can only hope that now that the temple's construction has begun, it has been a long-standing point on BJP's agenda, they've got it. Now can we have peace and harmony forever, for good over this
subject? You're saying the onus is going to be on the BJP to make sure that there's peace and harmony. Okay, Mehmood Paracha, Hindol Sen Gupta and Valay Singh, thank you very much for joining us in phase one of the big fight. Let me now introduce all my guests here in Ayodhya. Let's begin with you, Mr. Saxena. I want to start with you. So the discussion in the studio was on whether the temple itself will bring harmony. I want to know from you, and the discussion, a lot of people felt that the whole movement was engineered to create disharmony. And even now, a message has been sent, my way or the highway. So the disharmony will continue with or without the temple, because the point is political. Temple is something on the sidelines.
I tell you, if you consider the statements, prophecies, and you see the Updesh of great saints like Brahmarishi Shri Devra Babaji, in 1989 he had stated, videos are available on internet, that Ram temple shall be constructed through the process of law, number one, through a process of consensus, without any violence, and with the cooperation of Hindus, Muslims, Sikh and Isai. You see, you should take saints as the role model. This vote bank politics and the leaders created out of that, they create disharmony, whereas there is no disharmony in real life. Because you see, Bhagwan Ram had ruled the entire world. He could not have ruled had, you see, he was there to organize conquest of good over the evil. His very arrival in this world in physical form was meant to organize these things. So such a greatest personality, his name will, as I told you, his name will create harmony and unity. But provided, and one piece of advice to media also, media should stop giving too much importance to politicians and their views, because they are motivated.
आपने यहाँ पर देखा है, एक एक अक्सर एक बात कही जाती है कि एक राजनीतिक राम थे और एक दिव्य शक्ति वाले प्रभु राम हैं. There is the Lord Ram and then there is a political Ram who was created. आपको लगता है कि अब जब ये मंदिर बनना शुरू हो गया है तो उस political Ram की अब राजनीतिक पार्टियों को जरूरत नहीं पड़ेगी और आगे समन्वय बनाने के लिए, समरसता बनाने के लिए, फॉर हार्मनी इन द फ्यूचर, द रियल लॉर्ड राम विल टेक ओवर, हिज वेरियस अवतार्स विल टेक ओवर.
जिन लोगों ने भगवान राम को राजनीतिक बनाया, उनका उद्देश्य तो सुप्रीम कोर्ट के फैसले आने के पहले ही पूरा हो चुका था. और अब जब भगवान राम के मंदिर का निर्माण होने जा रहा है, तो कल मैंने पूरे टाइम प्रधानमंत्री जी का भाषण सुना, तो उसको सुन के लगता है कि अब राजनीतिक राम की जरूरत नहीं है, अब इस देश में सामाजिक समरसता और सामाजिक सद्भाव वाले राम की ही जरूरत है और रहेगी, ऐसा लगता है.
ठीक है, मोहम्मद आसिफ जी, मैं आपसे पूछना चाहता हूँ, आप अयोध्या वासी हैं, आपके समाज के बारे में मुसलमानों के लिए तमाम लोग आवाज उठाते हैं. जैसे अभी थोड़ी देर पहले हम बात कर रहे थे महमूद प्राचा से, ये सीनियर एडवोकेट हैं सुप्रीम कोर्ट में, ऑल इंडिया मुस्लिम पर्सनल लॉ बोर्ड के मेंबर भी हैं. उनका ये कहना है कि नहीं बनेगा समन्वय, समरसता नहीं बन सकता, क्योंकि जिस तरीके के बीज नफरत के बोए गए वो इतनी जल्दी से जाएंगे नहीं, हटेंगे नहीं. एक संदेश देने की कोशिश की है माइनॉरिटी कम्युनिटी को कि आप हमेशा हमारे इशारे पर चलेंगे. आपको लगता है कि, आपको क्या लगता है, मैं आपका ओपिनियन जानना चाहता हूँ.
देखिए, मैं अयोध्या का रहने वाला हूँ और आज का नहीं, बहुत पुश्तैनी रहने वाला हूँ. 600 साल की मेरे पास रिकॉर्ड है यहाँ रहने का, सिकंदर लोदी बादशाह के जमाने का रिकॉर्ड मेरे पास में, उस पीरियड से हम लोग यहाँ रह रहे हैं. और अयोध्या के अंदर में हिंदू मुस्लिम की कोई ऐसी बात नहीं है कि अब ये महमूद प्राचा साहब हैं या ओवैसी साहब, इनकी अपनी क्या ओपिनियन, मैं उनके बारे में नहीं जानता, वो वकील हैं, वो उनके क्या क्रिटिसाइज है उससे मेरा लेना देना नहीं.
बिल्कुल.
लेकिन मैं ये जानता हूँ कि जो एक मसला अयोध्या का था, इतने जमाने तक केस चला, फैजाबाद और अयोध्या का कोई भी मुसलमान सड़कों पे उतर करके बाबरी मस्जिद के लिए किसी तरीके का धरना प्रदर्शन उसने कभी जिंदगी में नहीं किया. उसकी आस्था सीधे सीधे कोर्ट में थी, कोर्ट का जो जजमेंट आ गया वो सर आंखों पर हम लोगों ने उसको स्वीकार किया. इसके अलावा हाँ, थोड़ी सी मुझे तकलीफ इस बात की है कि अयोध्या थी 5 किलोमीटर, 5 कोस के अंदर में. अब इसको बढ़ा करके इन्होंने कर दिया मवई बाराबंकी तक, तो वो चीज मैं नहीं मानता। मुझको ये था और सबका साथ सबकी विकास की बात थी हमारे मुख्यमंत्री जी की या प्रधानमंत्री जी की, तो बात में ज्यादा वजन तब पैदा हो जाता कि 5 कोस के अंदर में मुझको ये 5 एकड़ जमीन न दे करके 2 एकड़ जमीन दे देते तो मेरी मस्जिद भी बन जाती, क्योंकि ये 25 किलोमीटर दूर मुझको मस्जिद बनाने के लिए जगह दे रहे, मैं 5 टाइम नमाज पढ़ने के लिए 25 किलोमीटर दूर बार बार जाऊं सारा दिन, तो मेरा तो इसी में खत्म हो जाएगा। झगड़ा अयोध्या में था, हिंदू मुसलमान का कोई झगड़ा नहीं था, आज भी भाईचारा है। जितने पैनलिस्ट यहाँ पे खड़े हुए हैं सब मेरे बहुत अच्छे मिलने वाले लोग हैं। मैं अयोध्या के अंदर में 75 से स्कूल चलाता हूँ अयोध्या मॉन्टेसरी स्कूल के नाम से, मेरे पास में सारे पढ़ने वाले बच्चे हिंदू हैं, सारा स्टाफ हिंदू है, हम लोग कभी हिंदू मुसलमान की कोई बात नहीं करते हैं। जिस दिन से सुप्रीम कोर्ट का फैसला आया है उसको हम लोगों ने सर आंखों पे उठाया है, उसको माना है, उससे हम लोग कहीं इधर उधर नहीं है, ना कोई अफसोस हुआ है।
रामनाथ गुप्ता अयोध्या ट्रेडर्स एसोसिएशन के हैं, आप हैं गुप्ता जी? आप गुप्ता जी, जी मैं आपसे ये जानना चाहता हूं गुप्ता जी कि एक एकदम ही अलग हट करके मैं सवाल पूछना चाहता हूं, और वो ये है कि टेंपल टूरिज्म और टेंपल इकोनॉमी, यानी कि जो टेंपल टाउन्स होते हैं जैसे तिरुपति हो गया और भी टाउन हो गए, उनकी एक अपनी मंदिर के इर्द गिर्द एक अर्थव्यवस्था बन जाती है। आपको लगता है ये अर्थव्यवस्था अपने आप में समरसता लाने में कामयाब होगी? दैट इन अ टेंपल टाउन द टेंपल इकोनॉमी विल ब्रिंग इन हार्मनी, सारे समाज सब लोगों को, क्योंकि सब उससे लाभान्वित होंगे, आपको क्या लगता है?
ऐसा जो अभी उत्तर प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट की अभी बात हो रही थी कि उस विकास के नाम पर यहाँ कहा गया कि ये जो हाईवे है 4 लाइन किया जाएगा, इसमें हमारे छोटे दुकानदार जो हैं वो निष्क्रिय हो जाएंगे, उनकी जीविका बंद हो जाएगी, रोजी रोटी नहीं चल पाएगी, पहले इनको बसाने की व्यवस्था की जाए फिर उजाड़ने की। विकास और विनाश में यही अंतर है, ये विकास की बात करते हैं, यहाँ आर्थिक विकास की जाए। आर्थिक दौर से यहाँ से लोग 200 वर्षों से पीछे चल रहे हैं, बाहर के यात्री जो भी आस
पास। आपका ये मानना है कि अगर यहाँ पर विवाद था तो वो मंदिर को लेकर के था, लेकिन विकास के मुद्दों पर तो कोई विवाद नहीं था, तो वो क्यों रुक गया, ये कह रहे हैं?
ये विकास नहीं करना चाहते, विनाश करना चाहते हैं। हम तो यही कहेंगे, हमारे जो छोटे व्यापारी हैं, छोटे व्यापारी से ही बड़ा व्यापारी बना हुआ है, ये छोटा व्यापारी विनाश, उसका विकास रुक जाएगा, उसकी आमदनी का जरिया बंद हो जाएगा, व्यापार बंद हो जाएगा, तो क्या उससे बड़े व्यापारी नहीं प्रभावित होंगे? इंडस्ट्रियल एरिया इसके प्रभावित नहीं होगा?
पांडे जी आप बताइए, राजनीति पर खासी बात हुई, किस तरीके से राजनीति हुई इस मुद्दे पर। हमारा जो मूल प्रश्न है, आवर बेसिक फंडामेंटल क्वेश्चन, आई वांट टू कम बैक टू दैट, कैन द टेंपल ब्रिंग इन हार्मनी, क्या ये मंदिर आगे चल के धर्मों के बीच में, लोगों के बीच में समरसता ला सकता है, और क्या उसका केंद्र अयोध्या बन सकता है आपके हिसाब से?
देखिए, हमारे हिसाब से यह है कि अयोध्या का मंदिर विवाद बहुत पुराना है और तमाम सरकारें मंदिर के नाम पर आई और गईं। स्थितियां ये थी कि 84 में अगर देखा जाए तो कांग्रेस का ही सरकार था, जब ताला खोला गया कोई भी बात नहीं हुआ, कोर्ट के आदेश से ताला खुदा, कोई विवाद, कोई दंगा, कोई फसाद पूरे अयोध्या या पूरे देश में कहीं नहीं हुआ 84 में। फिर 89 का दौर आया, आपको याद होगा, आपके पास रिकॉर्ड भी है, राजीव गांधी जी ने वहां बैठ करके, सिंघल जी और यहाँ के प्रमुख धर्माचार्य लोग बैठ करके शिलान्यास उन्होंने कराया था। यही विश्व हिंदू परिषद, भारतीय जनता पार्टी के लोग, आरएसएस के लोगों ने कहा हम इस शिलान्यास को नहीं मानते, ये गलत शिलान्यास है। फिर 92 में एक अध्यादेश ला करके नरसिंहा राव जी ने, कांग्रेस की सरकार थी, 67 एकड़ जमीन इक्वायर किया, और उन्होंने भी यही कहा कि 2.5 एकड़ का जो मामला है, न्यायालय से जो फैसला आएगा या आपसी सहमति के आधार पर उसका भी निर्माण किया जाए, बाकी 67 एकड़ में आप निर्माण करिए। लेकिन ये लोग उस समय भी नहीं माने। आज जब सुप्रीम कोर्ट का फैसला आया है तो ये उस श्रेय को सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने फैसला दिया है, उसको दोनों सभी धर्म के लोग मानने को तैयार है, क्योंकि इस देश की सर्वोच्च संस्था सुप्रीम कोर्ट है।
आपको लगता है तिवारी जी दैट डिसीजन बाय द सुप्रीम कोर्ट, अ कोर्ट डिसीजन इज नाउ बीइंग कन्वर्टेड इनटू अ पॉलिटिकल डिसीजन, अ कोर्ट सॉल्यूशन इज नाउ बीइंग प्रोजेक्टेड एज अ पॉलिटिकल सॉल्यूशन, मैं आपसे जानना चाहता हूँ।
सुप्रीम कोर्ट के आदेश से ट्रस्ट बना है, ट्रस्ट मंदिर के निर्माण का काम कर रहा है, और लेकिन इस सारे फैसलों को भारतीय जनता पार्टी अपने पक्ष में भुनाने का काम कर रही है, सारे उन्हीं के लोग गए हुए थे, सारे जितने भी उनके आमंत्रित मेहमान थे सारे उन्हीं के लोग थे, कहीं किसी के
नहीं। वो ये सवाल मैंने उनसे पूछा, उनका पलट के कहना था कि
मोहम्मद शरीफ साहब आप उनको भी उनके लोग कहेंगे, इकबाल अंसारी को भी उनके लोग कहेंगे?
कहने के लिए तो कुछ उनको चाहिए ना, लेकिन हकीकत क्या है? वो कल का दिन एक ऐसा दिन था
कि अपनी एक अलग खासियत है, वो सभी धर्मों को मानने वाले व्यक्ति हैं, सभी धर्म के लाशों के लावारिस लाशों का वो इंतजाम करते हैं, मुस्लिम है तो उसको दफन करेंगे।
पद्मश्री भी मिल चुका है उनको इस काम के,
तो वो अलग व्यक्ति है, उनका व्यक्तित्व तो अपने आप में अलग है, न हिंदू है न मुसलमान है।
नहीं, लेकिन जो तिवारी जी जो पॉइंट कह रहे थे कि अपने लोगों से ही कार्यक्रम को भर लिया, तो वो उनका तर्क ये है कि कैसे अपने लोग का क्या मतलब होता है?
अपने लोगों का मतलब RSS और विश्व हिंदू परिषद और भारतीय जनता पार्टी के अलावा किसी को कोई आमंत्रण कार्ड नहीं मिला। एकमात्र इकबाल अंसारी को देख करके आपने कौन सा तीर मार दिया? इसी शहर के संभ्रांत नागरिक है और भी तमाम
कोरोना, उनका ये कहना है भाई कोरोना के चलते वो कैसे सब लोगों को न्योता दे दें?
ये गलत, उनके लोग 250 लोग आ सकते हैं, 10-5 लोग और एक्स्ट्रा नहीं जा सकते। उसके उनके लिए कई हजार की भीड़ रामपैड़ी पर थी, यहाँ कहाँ चली गई उनकी कोरोना की डिस्टेंसिंग?
नाउ इज अ पॉलिटिकल क्वेश्चन, आसिफ साहब मैं आपसे पूछना चाहता हूँ, प्रधानमंत्री ने 5 अगस्त को जो स्पीच दी उसमें सबसे पहले उन्होंने बोला जय सियाराम। अब जो लोग यहाँ के हैं अयोध्यावासी, उनको सियाराम में बड़ा अच्छा लगा होगा, क्योंकि ये अयोध्या में राम को इसी तरीके से पुकारा जाता है, जय सियाराम, ये यहाँ का नारा है अयोध्या का। लेकिन 1990 से लेके या उससे पहले भी जो राजनीतिक नारा था वो था जय श्री राम। श्री का मतलब भी लक्ष्मी ही होता है, लेकिन नारे में जो परिवर्तन हुआ है, आपको लगता है कि अब भारतीय जनता पार्टी को यह एहसास हुआ है कि एक जो उन्होंने उग्र राम, यू नो एन एंग्री इमेज ऑफ लॉर्ड राम, दैट लॉर्ड राम विल टेक रिवेंज, अ ब्लू कलर्ड राम विद बो एंड एरो, अब उसकी जरूरत नहीं है? अब वो जो फैमिली मैन वाली इमेज थी, राम दरबार वाली इमेज, जिसमें भगवान राम भी हैं, सीता भी हैं, लक्ष्मण, भरत, हनुमान, अब वो इमेज पोर्ट्रे करने की कोशिश कर रही है भारतीय जनता पार्टी।
ये सही कह रहे हैं आप, ये अगर सुप्रीम कोर्ट का फैसला अगर अभी तक ना आया होता तो ये जय श्री राम का ही नारा लगाते। आज ये चीज फैसला आ जाने के बाद में इनको समझ में आया कि सही नारा जो है जय श्री राम ही है, तो जिसके ऊपर ये वापस लौट करके आ गए। और यही है ही है, हम लोग बचपन से ही सुनते चले आ रहे हैं, या तो आदमी नमस्कार करता था या जय सीताराम करता था या जय सियाराम बोलता था। ये तो सिर्फ एक बढ़ावा देने के लिए इनकी मजबूरी थी कि जय श्री राम का नारा इन्होंने लगवाया। अब ये चीज तो हर आदमी समझ रहा था, मैं भी टीवी पे बैठा देख रहा था, तो जब आपने जय सियाराम का नारा लगवाया तो मुझको ताज्जुब हुआ। मैं तो ये समझ रहा था शायद जय श्री राम का ही नारा लगाएंगे। लेकिन अब चलिए, जब भी समझ आ जाए इंसान को, जहां मैं तो ये जानता हूं कि हिंदुस्तान को चलाने के लिए सबका साथ सबके विकास की बात करते हैं, तो कोई ऐसी बात नहीं होनी चाहिए भड़काऊ वाली कि जिस तरीके से मतलब हिंदुस्तान कहीं पीछे जाए। सारी दुनिया जहान के लोग तरक्की करते चले जा रहे हैं, बढ़ते चले जा रहे हैं, हम हिंदुस्तान के अंदर में हिंदू मुसलमान तमाम चैनल, मैंने तो टीवी देखना बंद कर दिया क्योंकि हर चैनल पर ज्यादातर दो एक चैनल आप जैसे लोगों को छोड़ करके और भी हैं, जो भी प्रवक्ता आकर के बैठता है वो सीधे सीधे सवाल कुछ किया जाता है, वो सीधे पाकिस्तान मुसलमान यही सब करके रह जाते हैं। ये सारी चीजें बंद होनी चाहिए, तो विकास की बात होनी चाहिए।
मेरा मिस्टर सक्सेना, आई वांट टू आस्क माय फाइनल क्वेश्चन टू यू इन आवर डिस्कशन हियर इन अयोध्या। डू यू थिंक दैट नाउ दैट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर नो लेस has gone back to Jai Siyaram, I don't know whether that was an aberration or this is actually a shift or a change. Do you think we can see the difference in the BJP's approach towards, number one, positioning Lord Ram, and number two, in letting Ram be? You know, because if Ram cannot be a monolith, Ram cannot have one identity. Different people have different understandings of Lord Ram. So if you were to project only one type of political Ram, maybe people may not follow you, may not want to follow. They will follow their own faith in Ram. Do you think that is going to happen? And does the political identity of Lord Ram, which the BJP allegedly created, will vanish?
No, one thing I can say that these issues are of no importance whatsoever. Jai Shri Ram or Jai Siya Ram, they mean the same thing. You see, in some state it has been declared as a political slogan, which it is not. For all, everybody knows. Jai Shri Ram means nothing. It is a non-political thing. But anyway, if a person who is a political person is using the term Jai Shri Ram, then it may acquire political connotations in the minds of some other community. But it is a non-political, it is a totally spiritual thing. As you see, Ram Ram or Ram Naam Satya Hai, ye to bahut purani cheeze hain, ye aaj ki nahi hai. Aur dusri baat ye hai ki jo Bhagwan Ram ka jo dhanush baan ke saath mein hai, uska bahut deep meaning hai. Dekhiye, China ne aapka 44,000 square kilometer hadpa hua hai. पाकिस्तान आपको आतंकवादियों को भेज के परेशान करता रहा है पिछले 30 सालों में, 30 और 40, 40 साल नाउ, 40 इयर्स आफ्टर यू सी. तो इसका अब फाइनल सॉल्यूशन करने की अब टाइम इज कमिंग. यू सी चाइना इज आल्सो, चाइना यू सी इज एन एथीस्ट स्टेट.
नो बट देन हाउ डज पॉलिटिकल यूज ऑफ लॉर्ड राम?
आई टेल यू, यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द डिस्प्ले ऑफ राम विद धनुष बाण. So I am coming to that. You see, China is an atheist country and they have not allowed execution of their religious rites or even Muslims. They are suffering very badly. They are not allowed to have anything. But nobody speaks on that. You see, these things are required to be sorted out. All religious communities should have similar rights to perform sure. their religious services and puja.
Okay.
That is the thing. So this Ram with Dhanush Baan is required for creation of Akhand Bharat
sure.
where all religious communities
but
shall have equal rights.
For a very long and extended period of time mutes the other images or the other virtues of Lord Ram. I think this is also a reality which we sooner rather than later must accept. But thank you so much, and I would advise all of you to please wear your mask. These are corona times, and I'm sure if Lord Ram were a human being, he too would be wearing one. So thank you so much for joining us, all our guests right here in Ayodhya. I'm stopping for a short break here on The Big Fight. When we come back, we'll go back to three other guests who are going to join us. Geeta Bhatt is a political analyst, views lean towards the BJP. Sudhindra Kulkarni, an author and a columnist, as well as Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. The Big Fight continues after this short break. All right, welcome back to The Big Fight. I now want to introduce my second set of guests, Geeta Bhatt, a political analyst, Sudhin Kulkarni, author and columnist, and Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Let's begin with you, Professor Bhatt. You must have heard the views of people in Ayodhya. You must have heard views of people who expressed themselves earlier on the show. I would like to repeat the question again. Can this temple and can the temple of Lord Ram in Ayodhya bring back that harmony? Let's not look at the past. But can in the future we ensure that harmony will be restored?
Well, Sanketji, first of all, I would like to greet you and the viewers with Jai Siyaram, which was very much being discussed also by you in the program. And also that, with this landmark movement in the cultural journey of our country, you see, this temple, as has been said yesterday also during the program, that it is basically the temple is representative of not just in terms in a religious manner. It is basically a representation of a manifestation of our cultural ethos and of our heritage. And hence, while what is being debated is that whether it is actually going to bring harmony or not, the point remains is that as a nation, as a culture, we have been, secular and harmonious. In fact, one of the first books in human history, Rig Veda, it says, Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. The truth is one, the God is one, and there are many ways to reach it. And that is how,
all of this is understandable, I hope you realize that the point being made over here is that all of this existed in the past. And then came political interests, and these are allegations, then came political interests, vested political interests, and then obviously some portions of the Rig Veda or some portions of the Hindu faith were used, blown out of proportion. Ram was
you know, made into this macho personality, projected as an angry Ram. You've got an angry version of the Hanuman also. Of course, these are people's interpretations, but it's political use, which many people feel is the reason for the disharmony in the first place. How do you respond? In fact, let me get in Mr. Sudhindra Kulkarni.
I would like to respond on that.
I will come back. Professor Bhatt, I'll come back to you. Mr. Sudhindra Kulkarni, would you like to respond to this? Political Ram versus deity Ram.
सबसे पहले मैं ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि आज के लिए तो इस प्रोग्राम को बिग फाइट मत कहिए, बिग रिकंसिलिएशन कहिए. Because
it's a 21 year old name, Mr. Kulkarni. But sure, I get the sentiment.
You know, I surely get the sentiment. There has been too much of fight, unfortunately, over. Jai Shri Ram, Jai Siya Ram, Maryada Purushottam, the time has come to keep politics completely out of the construction of the temple now.
And where does the onus lie?
The temple itself has come about.
Who does the onus lie with to ensure harmony?
The onus lies, first of all, on the political leadership of the country, that is the Prime Minister, the government of the day, all political parties, and also on society. This moment should not be seen as triumphalism for the Hindu community and defeat for Muslims, as is somehow being made out today.
Then in that
today,
context, Mr. Kulkarni, how would you make of the events of the 5th of August? The statements, I mean, let me give you a small example. Been in Ayodhya for a while, and I saw posters across the length and breadth of the city, even on the highway. And perhaps in some sort of a political pecking order, the size of the photographs were of the Prime Minister first, the biggest size, then the local MP, then the local MLA, then other leaders, and the smallest of them all was Lord Ram. So, you know, what do you make of this?
You have answered your own question. Lord Ram, cultural heritage of India for all non-Hindus, is above politics, is above even the Prime Minister of India. Unfortunately, this issue got communalized, got politicized. But let us now, the onus is now, or as I said, on our society, on the political leadership, on all political parties.
But how do
now
you
depoliticize this altogether?
Soothe those frayed nerves. Mr. Kulkarni, how do you soothe the frayed nerves who say that look at the level of disharmony this has created? And you know, there is an onus on the other side also. When you see statements like Mr. Asaduddin Oaisi saying Babri Zinda hai, do you think that somebody is keeping that pain alive constantly and consciously?
See, there is politicization of this issue even from the Muslim leadership. In fact, the Muslim leadership right at the beginning of the Ayodhya movement ought to have given up claim on the disputed site in deference to the religious sentiments of crores of Hindus for whom Ram means much more than Babri Masjid does to the Muslims of India. But that's all a thing of the past. Let us come together. Let us create an atmosphere of harmony, of safety and security and dignity for all. Obviously, the demolition of Babri Masjid in 1992 is still fresh in the minds of the Muslim community. It was an act of crime. It cannot be condemned at all. So now the responsibility is on
the political leadership. Okay. Ghanshyam, yes, Ghanshyam Tiwari, I want to come to you. Do you think that it's the political leadership that will have to take the onus?
Well, absolutely.
Yes, yes sir. Ghanshyam Tiwari. Yeah.
Absolutely, Sanket. But if you look at the conduct of Bharatiya Janata Party, if you look at what Adityanath ji said, the Chief Minister, or Aditya Yoginath, as Prime Minister calls him, spoke about the mosque and the construction of the mosque and whether he will honor that ceremony or not. And it was clear that the politicization is just a beginning for Bharatiya Janata Party. I think while at one level, BJP can claim that this is a victory of their...
So you're saying that this
mission
is the beginning? This is not the culmination. This is the beginning.
I believe that at one level, BJP will claim this as a moment of victory of their 30-year mission. At the same time, this is also a moment of telling the world that now we don't care about governance anymore. At a time when 60,000 corona cases happen in India, highest in the world in any on any day, more deaths in India than any other country in the world, 12 crore people
Tiwari,
unemployed in the last 4 months, 1 crore kids not getting vaccinations.
Agree.
So the governance challenge is far bigger than what BJP can solve. As a result, this is their
so
only
result. So you're
saying
that a legal victory being converted into a political victory to cover up the failures, that so that people don't question your failures. That's the allegation that you're making.
Sanket,
but here
is
a question, and here is a view that I have heard, Mr. Tiwari, about your party, particularly here in Ayodhya. And this is a feeling among, a section of the Hindus, that the Samajwadi Party back in the day was also a beneficiary of reverse polarization, that you tried to appease another constituency as the BJP tried to appease its constituency, and the casualty was development in Ayodhya. Because whenever you were in power, when your government was in power, you did nothing for Ayodhya, because you feared that if you do anything for Ayodhya, a constituency will not be happy. How do you respond to this allegation?
Well, we respond to this allegation by asking people to look around. Who improved the underground cable system for electrification in Ayodhya? Who set up the better facilities for guests that would come to Ayodhya? What was the net spent that the government did? If BJP was running a 30-year mission, then in that 30-year mission, why did a hospital not figure? Why did setting up better electrification systems not figure? Why did widening of roads not figure? So they had only one mission, which is to build the political narrative of the temple. While we have had a mission to build expressways across Uttar Pradesh, we have had the mission to build Dial 100. Finally, I will say this, right? That in this contest of political narratives, agar Bhagwan Ram aur Paigambar ki banavati ladai rajniti hai, to har Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, tribal ki bhalai bhi rajniti hai. Agar TV par jo aaj dikh raha hai aksar, सरकार के झूठे गुणगान की बेहाई राजनीति है, तो रोज बेरोजगार बीमारी और अन्याय से लड़ाई भी राजनीति है, अस्पताल की दवाई और स्कूल की पढ़ाई भी राजनीति है. सो वी वुड प्रैक्टिस आर पॉलिटिक्स वेयर द कॉमन मैन मस्ट बेनिफिट. द उत्तर प्रदेश हैज सीन दैट बीजेपी'स पॉलिटिक्स डज ओनली बेनिफिट्स बीजेपी, इट डज नॉट बेनिफिट द कॉमन मैन.
माय क्वेश्चन, द बेसिक क्वेश्चन ऑफ द बिग फाइट, कैन दिस टेंपल ब्रिंग बैक हार्मनी? How do you respond to this? Do you think
Ram
can bring back harmony?
Ram always stood for harmony. Maryada Purushottam. But BJP has never stood for harmony. And BJP is in power. So the question is not whether the temple can bring harmony. When a BJP MP from Karnataka puts a poster of Modi ji being bigger than the temple and Ram, it is clear that BJP has no harmony agenda in mind. You have Adityanath, you have in Uttar Pradesh 150 MPs and MLAs of BJP who have criminal charges against them as per their own affidavit. Do you think these are harmonious people? No. They are here to stay in power at any cost on political narratives, not on governance, because they cannot provide governance. On conflicts, on hatred,
okay,
on this anger that they have built.
Okay. Okay. A response, a right to reply to Professor Bhatt, Geeta Bhatt.
Yeah, Sanket ji, I want to make very quick.
Yeah.
Couple of points I want to make. First of all, the present political dispensation, at least in the last two general elections, which we all of us can very readily recollect, never made Ram Mandir or Ayodhya a political issue. But on the other hand, there were many who otherwise were doing appeasement politics, were actually going on a temple run.
What are you saying, Geeta Bhatt? Ram temple has been part
of
the BJP's manifesto.
Manifesto, but not for garnering votes. Not for garnering votes. And secondly, just give me a couple of seconds.
Who will believe you?
At least let me finish. You're not letting me at least speak. And I want to, because there were many issues which were raised. And they need to be addressed. I just want to say, we all know that near Jerusalem in Bethlehem, there is a church of nativity where there is a very small room where millions of Christians believe that Jesus Christ was born. And they all go there, and bow in front of that. Has anyone ever asked for any scientific proof or for any, judicial scrutiny of this? No, it has not happened. And Allahabad court, while giving its judgment, had said, that it is not the duty of the court to subject, you know, to faith of millions of people to scientific or judicial scrutiny. But nevertheless, we are doing it. And look at the perseverance of this nation, of this, you know, of this society, that they very patiently waited for the judgment to come. And this also has to be reminded that, you know, K.K. Mohammed in his autobiography has mentioned it very clearly that the Muslim community at the time, you know, in the late 80s was contemplating of giving this land because it is not of, you know, much religious significance to us, but means so much to the other party. Let's give it to them. But at that time, there were many historians who came around, very, you know, special historians who came out and convinced them that we are going to get proof for this. And that is how there were, you know, series of documents which had come out.
Okay, fine. And, get your point. Get your point, Geeta Bhatt. It'll be extremely hard for me to believe, or any of our viewers to believe, that the BJP never did any politics around the Ram Temple. In fact, it had nothing to do with the Ram Temple, whereas it featured in manifesto after manifesto, and it has been the reason of your existence, raison d'etre of the BJP. So, Deendra Kulkarni, your closing comments.
No, the closing comment is that now we should all strive for a closure of a period in our history, post-independence history, that we made a great symbol of our national culture, and someone who is widely revered by the Hindu community, a matter of politics and a matter of dividing society, and these efforts must now stop. The principal responsibility rests on the government of the day and on also on the two communities. Enough politics so far. Now let's depoliticize and decommunalize this issue and strive for making both Ram as well as other symbols of our national heritage, Islamic symbols, non-Hindu symbols, let's make all of them symbols for bringing our diverse society together and create a situation where we can live in harmony.
And that you feel will bring in harmony. You think, Ghanshyam Tiwari, do you agree with that assessment? I think that's a fantastic way to bring about harmony. If the BJP says Vasudev Kutumbakam, Sarvajan Hitai, then this is how you prove these slogans.
Well, Sanket, I believe that the way India has reacted to the Supreme Court verdict and the way people have absorbed that verdict and the way people cheered for this moment when Bhumi Pujan happened, irrespective of its political colors, demonstrates that at the end of the day, people want harmony and people live with harmony. It is politicians who are unable to deliver on their promise of governance. In BJP's manifesto, this is a page number 42. What happens to the 41 pages? It is people who fail to deliver on their promise of governance that will use disharmony and religious agenda as a way to votes. But people have a great choice to make. They have a choice that Ram Rajya chahiye ya Keval Mandir chahiye. Agar Ram Rajya bhi chahiye Mandir ke saath, then they will have to vote for people who can create jobs. They'll have to vote for an agenda of work.
Okay. And here's hoping that this experimentation around Ram is not used politically for polarization, but should not be used politically for reverse polarization, something that your party has been accused of doing in the past. There are always beneficiaries and then there are losers. The problem in all of this is that a section feels that the ultimate loser was harmony. So can we create, post the 5th of August, an environment? And as Sudhin Kulkarni says, the onus lies most importantly and prominently with the political dispensation of the day, with the Prime Minister to begin with. Can we ensure that this temple is known in the history books, when history is written of this period, 50 to 100 years from now, as the temple of harmony? We leave you with that thought. Here's signing off on this special edition of The Big Fight. Thank you so much, Geeta Bhatt, Sudhin Kulkarni, as well as Ghanshyam Tiwari. Here's signing off with the entire team. Good night and goodbye.